I'm over the moon to get Man of the Match. Obviously, I'm disappointed in the team performance. I think we can be a lot better at home, and we've shown with the run we went on, we won like 6 out of 7. I think now we need a solid platform to build from Stevenage, and hopefully we can get back to winning ways there.
Yeah, I mean, you were busy first half, weren't you? You had a couple of one-on-ones, one of which you were required to save. You made a couple of other good saves, a couple of tip-overs in the second half. And of course, even in the final minute, you had a one-on-one someone bearing down on you. So you've pulled off some good saves today.
Yeah, obviously it was a busy afternoon, but obviously a goalkeeper's there to make saves, and that's my job in the way. But obviously I'm disappointed in the result, and we really do need to get back to winning ways and get away from this relegation zone.
Yeah, it was a disappointing performance today. I mean, you had a go towards the end. Obviously, last week wasn't great either at Yeovil. So you're just struggling a bit at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I think confidence is low. I think we've got a small squad, and we know what we've got. But we just need to get back to basics now. We need to obviously stick together and just obviously get back to winning ways. We know what we're good at. We just need to stick to the principles, and let's see what we can get at Stevenage and get a platform to build off the next few games. Because we've got Plymouth after that, so that's another tough game. So they keep coming. So we need to pick up points as quick as possible.
Yeah, because you mentioned the home form was excellent for a while, and you were pretty much coming here and not saying expecting to win, but you were just winning. It didn't matter who came here, you were beating them. And it's a test of your character, isn't it, when suddenly you're not winning at home anymore?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to us that teams come here now and they know what they're going to get, and they obviously shut up shop, and I think now we've got to come up with a plan to get past that. Obviously, it's a bit of respect shown for us as a team and showing what we've done like in the last 6 games, but obviously now we've got to look at ourselves and come up with a formula now to get a win at home and obviously away from home as well. So
obviously, it's been an interesting season for you. I mean, you were signed along with Freddie Woodman. He obviously signed on loan in the summer. Then you've seen Dale Flahaven come in on a short-term deal and take the number one spot. But are you surprised to find yourself as the number one now?
I don't know. I've obviously had to be patient. I think I knew when I came here, I signed up in the summer, I knew what I was coming for. I think people obviously forget how young I am. I'm only 20, so I was only a year above Freddie. So I'm still young and I'm still looking to improve and stay in the team as long as possible. So
don't think your shot stopping's been in any question at all, but you've clearly worked on other areas of the game as well, commanding your box and your kicking in particular. You've obviously had to work on those, and it's reaping the benefits.
Yeah, obviously I'm still young, so I need to improve, and I'm not happy with where I am. I still want to strive and be better. I think my kicking can be a little bit sloppy when I start to rush, but obviously everyone's got a weakness, and I need to obviously go on Monday and improve that, and I'll try my best to do that. But I'm just always looking to strive and be the best I can be and hopefully help the team move forward.